But after that, we came back to Boston, and I wasn't interested in that ship particularly, and I was curious to see other ships.
Right.
So I went back to the Coastwise Coal, and I got the M&J Tracy. And
in October,
yes,
1943.
Yeah, 43. And she was interesting because she was a Laker. She had been built in the Great Lakes around Cleveland in World War, right after World War I. And they were very small ships, but they were very useful in the coal trade because they'd go to the smaller ports. And that ship was sent up to Philadelphia and up above Philadelphia to a place in the river, I don't know what it was called, but we were emptied of our coal and started back. The company or the state insisted that we carry an extra pilot, a regular pilot for that river. So we did, and he was a tall man. The wheelhouse was very small. The right-hand window was taken by the chief mate. The left-hand window was taken by the captain. I had the center window because I was steering, and so the two men up forward were leaning on the windowsill and observing life, and the pilot was just behind me and over to the left side, and he was looking ahead of him, and as the night came on, he found he could not find not the buoys, they had lights along the river which guided the ship. So he couldn't find his lights. And the captain knew where he was, and the mate knew where he was. So they'd make suggestions to the pilot for courses. And the pilot said, yes, yeah, that's a good course. Follow that course. So I'd repeat the right course, 183 or something like that, and head south. And then the time came for the second set of lights, and the pilot couldn't find those lights. And he was using his binoculars, and the captain was a bit disgusted, and he said, why, it's right over there. The lights are right ahead of us. I can see them. Mate said, yes, I can see them. So they'd suggest the next course, and the pilot knew it was the right course, so he'd agree with it, and then I'd reply, yes. 70, 72, something like that, 172. And we went south all the way down the river. And when we got down to where we dropped the pilot, the boat came alongside to pick up the pilot. And our chief mate escorted the pilot down the ladder because by that time he had been taking swigs from the flask in his pocket and was very drunk, and he could hardly make it down the ladder. And then he went to the side of the ship there where the rope ladder was stretched down the side. And fortunately, the pilot was able to clamber down and get on his boat safely, but we hoped he got home safely when he got back there to the land. And we sailed on, and the captain said to the pilot, to the mate, what was wrong with that fellow? He couldn't see a thing. And the mate agreed, yeah, he couldn't see the thing. And they were wondering what was wrong. And suddenly the mate said, oh, yes, captain, you're not a very tall man. And I remember a few years ago, you had carpenters come aboard and build a sun shield right above the windows. And they were slanted 45-degree angle there and painted black on the inside. The pilot was very tall, and he was looking forward, and he could not distinguish between darkness and the black of the shielded windows, and so he couldn't see a thing. He was looking right through a piece of wood. So that solved the problem, and they started laughing. We went on our way. But it was very interesting to see how that poor pilot was trying to cope with not being able to see all the navigation lights he needed.
Right.